BCCI Secretary Jai Shah could end up being the ICC chair for 2 terms of 3 years each instead of 3 terms of 2 years each, which is the current norm, after he takes over on December 1st, ESPN Cricinfo reported. The ICC board, which met in Dubai over the weekend, recommended that the term for the chair and the independent director be changed. ICC said in a statement on Monday that the recommendation will now be circulated for approval among its members, comprising full and associate members. While no reason was given for the recommendation, it is understood that the move is part of the ICC's drive for better governance, the report said. The ICC board believes it will provide security and stability to both the chair and independent director, who sit on the ICC board, without having to worry about elections every 2 years. Also, while the overall term of 6 years remains the same, there will be more continuity, according to ESPN Cricinfo. Jai Shah was elected unopposed to replace outgoing ICC chair Greg Barkley. The report said there were changes to the ICC Men's Cricket Committee, too, with New Zealand businessman Scott Weininck appointed full member representative, and Scott Edwards, the 28-year-old Netherlands captain, named associate member representative. The ICC board approved the Next Women's Future Tours program, FTP, for the 20,252,029 cycle, which will be announced soon. This will be the second FTP for women, following the one announced in 2022, as per ESPN Cricinfo. Additionally, the ICC Chief Executives Committee, CEC, approved shifting the calendar for the Women's Rankings annual update from October 1 to May 1 every year. To ensure the rankings accurately reflect the increase in women's cricket, teams will now need to play at least 8 matches per format, ODIs and T20 is, instead of 6. The process for associate teams to gain ODI status has also been formalized. Currently, 16 women's teams have ODI status, including 11 full members and 5 associate members, Netherlands, Papua New Guinea, Scotland, Thailand, and USA, for the 20,252,029 cycle. The top 2 associate teams that qualify for the Women's ODI World Cup qualifier in 2025 will gain ODI status. The remaining 3 slots will be based on T20I rankings as of May 1, 2025, making their ODI status dependent on T20I performances. The ICC has also approved the creation of 2 annual T20I tournaments for associate teams between 2025 and 2028. This is intended to increase competition in preparation for the 16-team Women's T20 World Cup in 2030.